That was Cast Iron. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. If you like that, please feel free to tune in again at 8 p.m. on Fridays.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You've worked hard all your life. Retirement worries shouldn't get in the way, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. But many Americans are finding that retiring on a fixed income is hard. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free website from the National Council on Aging. With just a few clicks, you can see if you qualify for thousands of dollars to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. BenefitsCheckup.org. You've earned this. This message is supported by the Administration for Community Living.
Not completing high school is more of a...
Well, the banks and the schools and the post office are closed. You can park where you please and you won't get towed. The streets are empty and the stores are finally closed. It's Christmas morning. He got a tie and she got a book. They weren't supposed to peek, but they took a little look. Tell me, how long will it take for the dinner to cook? It's Christmas morning. There are so many presents underneath the tree. A few are for you, but the rest are all for me. And we gotta tip the super and the doorman. Can't you see it's Christmas morning? Christmas morning finally has come. It has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I cannot believe. Just last night was Christmas Eve. In the Rockefeller Center, the big tree is shining bright. Skaters skate beneath it in the winter light. Like a picture on a Christmas card, everything looks right. On Christmas morning, and the homeless who have nothing will ask on Christmas Day for us to give them something. God, we wish they'd go away. Though there is no place for them to go, they have no place to stay on Christmas morning. Lying in a hospital, dying in a bed with AIDS, he deserved it, I have heard it said. Deck the halls with boughs of something. Soon he will be dead on Christmas morning. Christmas morning finally has come. It has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I'm afraid to say, life goes on Christmas Day. And the Prince of Peace was born on a Christmas Day in the little town of Bethlehem, not so far away from where a multitude has gathered in a warlike way. Christmas morning. So we watch the build-up. Here we go again. There is sand, there are camels, but where are the wise men? Are they in Baghdad? Are they in Washington? It's Christmas morning. There are those who go to church. They kneel down to pray for loved ones who have left to serve so far away, and for a Middle Eastern baby born on that very day. It's Christmas morning. Christmas morning finally has come. It has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I'm afraid to think. This time we are headed to the brink. Today we begin a brand new year. Let us all be hopeful, men and women of good cheer, and resolve to fight against stupidity and fear. It's Christmas morning, and as awful as the world can be, we
see us still alive, and if we're very careful, we might well survive. There are cures and solutions, and there is compromise. Christmas morn, Christmas is for children, I have heard it said. That's why King Herod hated the babe in the manger bed. They all came to worship and adore the child instead. Well, the banks and the schools and the post office are closed. You can park where you please and you won't get towed. The streets are empty and the stores are finally closed. It's Christmas morning.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. Welcome to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade live. December 25th, 2021. From the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR. Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542. And internet radio stations and streaming services, including Radio Garden, Simple Radio, Streama, TuneIn, and others, all listed at slbradio.org/radio. Good morning and Merry Christmas to Mike and Mars, and to Russ in North Carolina. Today, a bit of a different Saturday Light Brigade, although we are here live. We'll focus mostly on music from our eclectic music library. And Russ just put it very nicely. I'm tuned in to hear songs that I hear only on SLB. And that's exactly what we'll do throughout the morning. There'll be opportunities for you to call with holiday greetings or stories. And I want you to know if this is a rough Christmas for you, one way or another, we will do all we can to keep you company with songs that we hope will comfort you. And keep you in good cheer throughout the day. And the same is true if you are somebody who does not celebrate Christmas. We invite you to celebrate the spirit of the day together live here on the radio this morning at 6:08 Eastern.
Fires crackling flames on a quiet Christmas morn. silent word. No engines roared, no sirens whined. No teasing boys chased squealing girls. No noisy school bells chimed. No one raced off to work through the din of honking horns. And there was truly peace on earth on a quiet Christmas morn. On a quiet Christmas morn, the child was in a stable born. Shepherds heard the baby cry, saw a new star in the sky. On a quiet Christmas morn. And the bustle stills. On this day all is calm, but giving kindness and goodwill soothes like a healing balm. The hardest heart is softened by the blessing that was born when the gift of grace was offered on a quiet Christmas morn. And on quiet Christmas morn, the child was in a stable born. Shepherds heard the baby cry, saw a new star in the sky. On a quiet Christmas, shepherds heard the baby cry, saw a new star in the sky. Christmas morn.
Thanks for being here along with us today. If you were here last week, you heard me struggling throat-wise around this time this morning. I feel so much better. A little bit of chicken soup, a little bit of TLC, a lot of sleep, and a negative COVID test, I might add. Thank goodness. Un Flambeau Jeanette Isabella was done by Diane Taras moments ago. And you also just heard Mary Chapin Carpenter on A Quiet Christmas Morning. Good to have you here, just you and me. Ricky's here too. She just snuck out a second ago to do a couple clerical things since we haven't been here at our offices and studios for a while. Thank you for tuning in. We had a request for Peter, Paul, and Mary, which we'll have coming up in a moment. Here's one I've never, ever played before. I've never had time to play it. Since you're up so early, I'll share lots of, some inside information. Because of the way, you know, we structure the Saturday Light Brigade, which is important, there sometimes is not time to play certain kinds of pieces. It could be because of their length or because of guests that have been scheduled that we need to get on time, or just the overall direction we're going in. In any event, today we can play this, and it's something you've never heard on the radio before, from Christine Lavin.
I was putting my niece Holly to bed. It was Christmas Eve. We had a long talk about Santa Claus, in whom she truly believes. But one thing she's not sure of, she looks at me with big brown eyes and says, "Every year we decorate a tree. Why, Aunt Teen? Why?" So I tell her it's a traditional part of every Christmas season, but that doesn't satisfy her. She wants a specific reason. "Why a fir tree? Why the tinsel? Why that string of blinky lights? Unless you tell me, I won't sleep. I will lie awake all night." "All right, all right, all right. Long ago and far away." "Where, Auntine?" "I don't know. A family moved into a house surrounded by drifts of snow. It was December 23rd. The living room was bare, so the daddy said, 'I think by the fireplace, a tree would look good standing there.' So they marched into the woods. It was freezing cold outside. They cut a great big fir tree down, 7 feet tall, 4 feet wide. They dragged the tree into their house and put it up in the living room and then smiled because the tree by the firelight chased away the gloom. That night, when they went to bed, the wind blew the front door open wide. It picked up that great big tree and carried it outside. It flew it through the yard and back into the woods and placed that tree smack dab upon the stump on which it stood. The morning of Christmas Eve, the family came downstairs. They could not find their fir tree. It just wasn't there. So they looked outside, and sure enough, they found their tree, and then they dragged it through the snowdrifts into their house again. But that night, the wind came back, blew open the front door. It picked up that great big tree and carried it out once more. On Christmas morning, in the living room, no fir tree could be found. The worried family went outside to take a look around. They recaptured that restless tree, same woods, same stump, same place. But they shook their heads in wonderment. This was a very strange case. They dragged the tree back to their house, and the dad said, "We must invent a lock to keep the tree from blowing off, or maybe glue it to a rock." But then the littlest daughter said, "Daddy, I've got an idea. What if we weigh it down with things so it will have to stay right here? But first, let's unwrap our presents." They did, and before too long a time, The living room was filled with toys, games, wrapping paper, and twine. "Let's hang our gifts on the tree," the littlest son then said. "That's my boy," the mother cried. "That's using your head." So they hung the toys and games and books and ribbons on the tree, cut wrapping paper in the shape of angels. It was a sight to see. That night, the family went to bed. The tree saw its reflection and knew its destiny was taking on a new direction. And when the wind blew the door open, the tree said, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm warm, I'm cozy, I'm all dressed up. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to be bare." But the wind said, "You belong outside with all the other trees." "No, I don't. I'm special. Get lost, you big bad breeze." So the wind left sadly, closed the door, and blew off into the sky. I wondered if my niece Holly was asleep, but her eyes were still open wide, so I kept going. The next day, the family came downstairs and smiled at the sight of their beautifully decorated tree in the glowing firelight. And the tree could not take its eyes off the mirror on the wall. I told Holly, "That's why we decorate trees." And she said, "That's it? That's all? That's the story? I'm not sleeping yet. Tell me more. Tell me more." So then I think and I think and I think and I think and I say, "Okay, this is how it ends." For a week, the tree is all dressed up. But then the novelty wears thin. Christmas time is over. The new year comes rolling in. And even though the tree gets lots of drinks of cool, fresh water, the family starts ignoring it, even the littlest daughter. "I think it's time to take it down," the dad to Mommy said. "Soon its needles will fall out, and then it will be dead." So they took off all the decorations, and now the tree is bare. It doesn't like what it sees in the mirror. It's not happy standing there. That night, it calls out to the wind, "Oh, carry me back into the woods. I long to see the other trees and the ground on which I stood." The wind hears its call, comes roaring in, picks it up, blows it out the door. The next day, the family looks and looks, but the tree is gone forevermore. Which was lucky for the tree, for after searching all day, the family was cold and tired. And the dad had planned to chop the tree up and burn it in the fire. The wind had known that that would happen, so it blew into the room to rescue the tree from what could only be considered certain doom. And that is why, the week after New Year's, to this very day, you see old Christmas trees on every street corner. And what are they doing? They're running away. We put decorations on them to make them too heavy to run, because they know what's in store for them when their job is done. We chop them down, we drag them off, we dress them up, we sing them songs. Oh, Christmas tree, how did things go so wrong? I look, and my niece Holly is sleeping. That's good. She needs her rest. She didn't hear the ending of this story. That's probably for the best. But no, her eyes pop open. Holly is awake. "I heard what you said, Auntie. You've made a big mistake. Our tree won't be so sad like all those other ones. We'll take it to the Nature Center when Christmas time is done. The Nature Center recycles everything made of wood. They will turn our tree into mulch. Mulch is very good. It will help the little trees to grow big and strong." Holly's right. So that is how we will end this story song. Don't make your tree have to run away when Christmas time is through. If you help it return to its roots, it will in turn help you. And all the little growing trees will dream about the way they hope they will be decorated come next Christmas Day.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops. Listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The snow. Well, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and our children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. Christmas is be white.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Aaron Neville at the Saturday Light Brigade. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, 6:31 and a half on Christmas morning. If you would like to send a greeting to somebody, feel free to call us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Before Aaron Neville, you heard Christine Lavin with the Runaway Christmas Tree from her album of the same name. Peter, Paul, and Mary coming up by request, plus lots more fun and surprises from the Saturday Light Brigade Christmas and Holiday Library. If there's a song you would like to hear, let us know. You can text us or call us or use instant input by going to slbradio.org.
It came to pass on a Christmas evening, while all the doors were shut tight. Outside standing, lonely boy child, cold and shivering in the night. On this street, every window save but one was gleaming bright. And to this window walked the boy child, peeking in soft candlelight. Through other windows he had looked at turkeys, and ducks and geese and cherry pies. But through this window saw a gray-haired lady, table bare and tears in her eyes. Into his coat reached the boy child, knowing well there was little there. He took from his pocket his own Christmas dinner, a bit of cheese, some bread to share. His outstretched hands held the food and they trembled as the door it opened wide. Said he, would you share with me Christmas dinner? And gently said she, come inside. The gray-haired lady brought forth to the table glasses too, their last drop of wine. Said she, here's a toast to everyone's Christmas, and especially yours and mine. And it came to pass on that Christmas evening, while all the doors were shut tight, that in that town the happiest Christmas was shared by candlelight.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to hear, I fought for king and country I loved dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, the gas cloud rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis Silent Night, says I, and into time tongues, one song filled up that sky. Is someone coming towards us? The frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on that plain so bright as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met their hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy and wished each other well. And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us. France was France once more. With sad farewells, we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. But the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
There's John McCutcheon for Holly in Oakland with a Saturday Light Brigade favorite. Christmas in the Trenches by John McCutcheon. Hello to Gina, your request is coming up next. Gina is in Greenfield. You also heard Christmas Dinner for Peter, Paul, and Mary. Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade live and continuing until noon. John and Carrick, we could not find your request, I'm sorry to say. Feel free to call or text us with a different one. We'll do our best. You're listening to Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, What Child Is This, combined with a song called Dingin Gly, or Din Gil Die, let me get that right, Tuvan throat singing from Bela Fleck's terrific album. I hope you enjoyed that album called Jingle All the Way.
Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable room, and the friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. Said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother up.
the curly horn. The savory beast by some good spell, and the stable's dark was glad to tell of the gift he gave to Emmanuel, of the gift he gave Emmanuel.
Season's greetings, everyone. We hope this Christmas letter finds you eager to appreciate the high points of our year. Among other things, the tip broke off the smaller blade of Gary's Texas pocket knife, but still it is a handy souvenir. Matter of fact, it's better now for driving little screws. Besides, the longer blade is still intact, so everything is fine. Joni took an afternoon from work to dust her cookbooks and arrange them alphabetically from apple blintz to wine. Joan with cookbooks, picture A. She also found the height adjustment on her upright back. You must have fixed itself somehow because it works again okay. What surprises Gary is the light still works without he's ever changed the bulb so far as he remembers anyway. We had the lump on Traveler's leg removed. For those who don't know Traveler, she's our dog. Turns out the lump was nothing more than fat. She and little Sputsy, she's our other dog, are fine. Although poor Traveler limps a bit, but she seems comfortable with that. Traveler stitches, picture B. Joni got the fuzzballs off that one plum-colored sweater back in April that she bought the day we got our purple Mac. Also, Gary found some sets of colored vinyl rings you use to code your keys, like we use green for front and red for back. Plus, you may remember that last year our water softener was on the blink. Well, this year it has ground right to a stop. Last year, Gary fixed it by replacing that one rotor deal that goes down from the program wheel that's driven from the top. Joni mowing, picture C. Trouble was the water stream diverter job that didn't move to speak of, cause the shaft was sheared and wouldn't turn at all. We knew something must be wrong when we went through just one half bag of salt in 6 whole months from early spring to early fall. That was last year. This year it's we're going through way too much salt. We called up Sears, but you know Sears, their service is the worst. The only thing we know is that rotor isn't broke again. It must be something else, cause you can bet that Gary checked that first. Gary fishing, picture D. Joni found a way to drive to Walmart without making any left-hand turns. You know how hard those left-hand turns can be. There's a couple blocks she has to loop around to do it, but it's worth it for convenience being nearly hassle-free. She may design a booklet made for left-hand turnophobics, having maps on which the left-hand turn alternatives are shown. Aside from that, there's nothing really happened we can think of. Oh, and Gary has the job he's had for years, and so does Joan. Sputs and Traveler, picture E. Happy New Year, J&G.
Mom started shopping in April when the springtime sales began. She was always a little short on money, so she'd use their layaway plan. She'd pay some down and she'd hold them 3 months, sometimes more. She was on first name basis with the credit folks at every store. She'd list all the members of the family and cross them off as she went, scouring those clearance baskets and counting every penny she spent. She'd look hard at every price tag, go through the list in her mind, saying something like Sandy would love this, and she'd go straight to the layaway line. She always came home from shopping with a bag we weren't allowed to see. She'd stash it in her bedroom closet, thinking it was safe from my sister and me. And in all those years growing up, not once did I ever peek. Okay, that's a lie, but the family's going to hear this song next week, so. She bought stuff that didn't sell last Christmas, or hadn't sold since who knows when. Damaged goods and used displays in the discontinued bin. And we loved how she thought about us. It'd kill her if anyone was missed. You knew if you were friend or family, you were on Mary Lou's Christmas list. I'll never forget that Christmas. I got a clearance sale G.I. Joe. He only had one boot and his pistol had teeth marks, but who would know? And I added him to my collection of all the stuff Mom got on sale. All the closeout action figures, another scratch and dent holy grail. You know it never really mattered that my toys had knockoff names, that I never had all the pieces to my Milton Bradley games. But then I got just a little bit older, started seeing how other folks live, and I saw all the imperfections in the presents my mom would give. I started seeing the chips and the china. I started noticing snags in the clothes. I started looking at the name on the label and stopped looking at the love, I suppose. And I think of what I closed my eyes to, all the good stuff that I missed, all the heart and soul that went into Mary Lou's Christmas list. I came across a box in a closet, held together with old packing tape. And inside was my prized collection, plastic heroes in every size and shape, a wily bunch of misfits, like some families we all know. And there under an ersatz Batman was my old friend, G.I. Joe. And I had taken a fine point marker and given him a small tattoo, the word Mom and a heart on his shoulder, like a real G.I. might do. And I remembered that Christmas morning, Mom smiling warm and nice, knowing she got what I wanted, and knowing she only paid half price. Yeah, I know this little box of memories, it's just stuff after all. Most of it made in China and broken on its way to the mall. But I look at these things and remember what all these years I've missed, that I was a cherished loved one on Mary Lou's Christmas list.
Nancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours with Mary Lou's Christmas List. And Lou and Peter Berryman did Christmas Letter, and the Johnson Mountain Boys did The Friendly Beasts. We are live if you would like to make a request. Good morning to Stu. I'm working on getting your request. I did have a request as I reach over to my right to let you know how our year-end donor drive is. I'm thrilled to let you know. Actually, I have an updated total that's so up to date it's not written down in front of me. We are live. If you didn't think we were live before, now you know we are. That slap was for me for not being ready. 298 people have contributed $41,561, putting us just about $8,439 away from our goal of 50, $5,000. If you've contributed, thank you. If not, please feel free to at a time that is convenient to you by phone or as we are here, or simply by going to slbradio.org/donate. And thank you for your generous support. Holly, thank you for your note. And Holly says, Merry Christmas to Dave and Lois. Dave and Lois, Merry Christmas to you from Holly. And hello to Linda. Thank you for your email. And Merry Christmas to you. Broadcasting live, you're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, loudspeaker.fm Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
of a good old